North America.
So I just wanted to start by apologizing to my Canadian brothers and sisters. My artistic ability is pretty limited. But North America, U.S. and Canada. Our priorities start with looking at leadership and organizational training. I think this is maybe a parallel to the SICA project where we're looking at teachers and content. But also, we've noticed that within our organizations, you have a case hung around your neck, and all of a sudden, well, we have a job for you, but no training. So what we'd like to do is to start perhaps a online repository where we can share best practices and start to really resource people so that before we put them into a position of responsibility, we give them a little bit of training of how to use that responsibility.
So communications is one of those words that is big and everybody loves it, but what does it actually mean? Okay, so there's been a lot of interest in looking at our communication strategies, having more communication. So you know, we actually do have a lot of communications going on. On some levels, we're very well organized and have a lot of technology. But what we're suggesting here is to revisit the basic goals of that communication, the fundamental strategy, which is also a fundamental strategy for TrueRetina as a whole. Okay, and so of these elements, okay, of course, one of our basic goals is to provide Dharma resources and keep the community informed and inspired. And we are doing that to a large extent already with some of the technology that we have, okay? So we want to build on that. But importantly, we're suggesting that we need to be more outward looking in the world. We need to communicate what it is about TrueRetina that is attractive, that's special, and to bring people in. And we feel that we could really do a lot in comparing ourselves to the way other Buddhist groups, at least in North America, communicate themselves. You know, we've got some distance to go to kind of keep up with the way that they're doing things. Lastly, develop new technologies to spread the Dharma and build the Sangha. I can come up with lots of like specific little proposals that might be helpful. But you know, I look at other groups and they have websites where you can take an online course or where you can pick specific videos for specific topics and stuff like that. It could be that we could use our website to kind of create environments where people could get together on video conferencing and meet that way. So there's a whole world out there, which I'm not that familiar with, but I know that it's out there. And I know one of our good friends, an order member in New Hampshire, runs a program called Wild Mind, where he has online groups that meet up, and he teaches online and stuff like that. And you know, he really kind of creates a sangha. And that could be a way to bring people into our centers, which is what our traditional center of activity is.
And then finally, young people sounds like a familiar theme. We just really want to bring youth into the movement, and we're committing to forming a working group so we're bi-coastal, and we're 3,000 miles between the coasts, so we're going to probably do that in an online setting, but to form a group to inform all of our centers around the United States and Canada about best practices relating to young people.
And bring Pranya Ketu into that as a support online.
And we've committed together to make this happen.
We're going to do all of that.
Whoa.